Welcome to the Beancast, episode 3.
Are we recording right now?
We've been recording, yes. Okay. It's been a while, ladies and gentlemen. How are we all doing out there today? This is a podcast.
I can't respond to you.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to be a different person? Is this... Am I somehow unsuitable to you?
What am I supposed to say to that? You're just staring at me with that question. I can't respond for them.
All right. So we've got two people on the podcast, and one is being stubborn. This is going to be great.
Not stubborn.
Speak up. Speak into your mic.
Wait. Can you not hear me?
Oh, we can probably hear you. You can probably hear everything.
Okay. I gotta get comfortable. I'm gonna go back.
So, last two episodes of the Beancast, the first episode we talked about beans primarily. And a little recap, the second episode, we talked about beans there too. So, we might be talking about beans this episode as well. How do you feel about that, Matt?
I don't know what else we can even discuss about beans. Have you been doing anything bean-related, Tom?
So I remember back when we first started to become really interested in beans and it became a part of our relationship, is you were telling me about how you and our mutual friend had been considering something you can do with beans.
Like, please go into detail.
Well,
there's
been a few things
that I've talked about that you can do with beans.
This particular thing that you brought to my attention was methods by which beans could enter a woman's body.
Anal beans?
No. We're talking about like canned beans, probably like a wet natural type of bean. Let's say Heinz baked beans, maybe with pork bits. And these somehow ended up inside of a woman, and you guys were really interested in that. Could you tell me more?
No.
No?
No.
There's something about like opening the flaps up and something about spooning in beans.
Yeah. Yeah, something about that. I moved on to anal beans. I think that's a new product.
Do you not want to talk about this? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable. I would like to talk about anal beans. That's a new product I'd like to make.
Okay, so we've all heard of anal beads. Tell me about anal beans, Matt.
It's basically, the whole process is taking a can of beans, taking off the label off the can, and then printing a new label called anal beans, and then reselling it. And then you and your significant other can buy these and explore in the bedroom with them. They can be inserted in places. They can be put in the rectum. They can be just lathered around for lubricant. They can be poured out on your significant other's, let's say, chest, and you can eat them off of her chest or his chest or whatever you want to do. It's your anal beans.
Gender blind beans.
The second I sell it, it's your responsibility. I take no responsibility past that point.
I really like the kind of businessman angle you're taking of not introducing a new product, just different marketing.
It's innovation. Innovation through iteration.
Maybe that's something we can explore together, is I could pull up some videos of people using beans in a sexual context. I'm sure that's out there, and I'm sure it's real fucking graphic.
I don't know if you find that. I think you'd have to go to some dark parts of the web to be able to find content like that.
Like Google?
No, I'm pretty sure Google scrubs that off the internet.
No, man. I find everything that I need to look at on Google.
Yeah, you searched this before?
I haven't searched this specifically. But there are things that I search for when I need to, like, satisfy my curiosities, my needs, things that I need to search on the internet.
I think we should talk more about these needs you're talking about.
All right. First segment, Bean needs. Matt wants to talk about Tom's needs. So here I am. What questions do you have?
What kind of needs leads you to the dark parts of the internet?
Well, firstly, I take issue with this dark part of the internet because all of my needs can be satisfied by Google. So could you reframe your question a little bit? I'm here. I'm willing to answer anything, but you're just putting a connotation out there. You're saying that I'm on a dark part of the internet. That's your judgment right there.
All right. A less visited part of the internet. Not dark. I mean,
you're I'm pretty sure whatever. The parts of the internet that you're trying to get me to talk about are visited frequently.
I don't know. It depends on what you're talking about. What's in your brain about? When you think about beans, where do you go? What was the first thing you brought up in this podcast right now?
Beans. What did I think about beans?
I thought about shoving them into a vagina.
Yeah. That was, as I mentioned, what got beans into a part of our relationship was you sharing this scenario with me.
Let me just be really clear real quick. We have never partaked in sexual bean behavior between the two of us. Just in case someone listens to this eventually. Don't cut that out,
Tom. We may or
Tom.
May not. What we have or haven't done isn't really an issue with our listeners. They're very open-minded. They're very accepting. It's 2023. The year of the bean. So fucking put them up inside you. And let's celebrate together.
It's the year of the bean.
It's the year of the bean. So take a handful and finger them up inside you.
Wow.
One by one.
Food costs are going up, but bean prices have been stable.
It's true. Beans are fucking great for substituting for other foods that you might choose to put inside of yourself.
Yeah, you want to... yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, no more zucchini, just beans.
Yeah, yeah. I've started
analbeans.com, selling, shipping immediately, international shipping.
Anal beans international shipment. Instead of texting winky face eggplant, you'll be texting winky face can of beans mop.
Yeah, I see that being the future. I could see a niche group getting really into that.
I like that there are so many different types of beans and colors of beans and ideologies of beans and ethnicities of beans, and nobody really discriminates. Everyone's just happy when they get some beans.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who aren't happy about beans. I don't think it's still really appreciated.
What the fuck?
I just, like, you go camping, and I'd say only half of the people there eat beans. And there's the other half that are like, ew, and don't get it. And I think they're missing out.
Okay, so how could we, in our position, help bring bean experiences into these people's lives in a positive, encouraging, consensual way? That they might appreciate beans the way that we do.
I don't know. Free samples of anal beans?
Free samples of anal beans. Okay. Yeah. So is that like at Costco? You get your free sample and you have to use it right there?
I don't think so. I think you should let them go and explore on their own.
Okay. A little take-home baggies of anal beans.
Yeah.
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 Because you don't want people exploring beans in Costco.
Yeah, I don't think you want that aisle. I don't think grandma wants to walk down that aisle.
And then you'd get that guy in Costco who takes a sample and then uses the sample and then asks for more. You'd just be standing right next to it all the time.
There's always that guy, too.
Using the beans.
There's always at least one guy taking extra samples. All right, I'm going to stop fucking with the microphone. It's fine.
Great tip for the listeners. He's not effing with his microphone now.
Great.
He's still touching it. He just can't get enough. We're in a new studio right now. Yeah. It is my bedroom, but we've got real equipment here. Yeah, we have a staff.
We've really upgraded staff. We don't have. You talk about your dog?
Yeah, my dog has joined the podcast. She enjoys eating beans of all types.
Yeah.
You might be able to hear in the background gnawing on a bone.
But we do have a new studio, if you want to call it that. You do have equipment. We do have two mics now instead of one.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking fire. We were sharing mics like a couple of homosexuals before.
Yeah, this is a vast improvement.
And now we each have our own microphones to handle.
Speaking of, should you check if this is actually recording well, or should we just fuck it and just go for it?
Oh, it looks fine. It looks fine. Waves are showing up. You say something.
I am saying something. Anal beans.
Oh, great. Great joke. They're showing up.
Okay, cool.
It looks great. And I agree. It would be a tragedy if this were lost, if this didn't get out into the world.
Yeah, what would
and
we
that,
do?
That makes me really anxious, too. We just care.
Yeah, I would be devastated.
We don't want you to miss out on
anal beans and the
least
beancast.
Intimate moment of this podcast. We need you to have it all. Open
this
your
This is
mouth.
The least intimate moment. I think this is the most intimate moment
in the podcast
so far.
Just lean in. Open your mouth. Beancast coming at you right through your ears.
So if you haven't realized this, we have nothing on the docket. We have no agenda. We have no idea what to talk about besides beans. And anal beans is, I think it's already a joke run dry. I don't know what else really, like.
Well, let's think of how beans play into the top concerns of citizens across the world. Terrorism. What role can beans play
in terrorism?
To help help terrorism.
You know, well, okay, here's a thing. Here's a thought and a theory. So we all know terrorism mostly comes from the Middle East, right?
Okay. Undoubtedly. Without a question.
There's a lot of people starving in the Middle East. And that causes a lot of unrest, right? Like, people would be a lot happier if they could just eat and know that they're going to be fed tomorrow without worry, right? We spend a lot of money, well, at least us in Canada and other countries do.
Oh, Canada has a massive military budget. We flex on the world cowers.
I wasn't going to talk military. I was going to say we just send money to other countries, being like, you guys aren't doing well. Here you go. We're sorry for some reason. We just fucking don't care.
We are always sorry.
Always, eh? Why don't we just spend on beans and just fucking feed all these people? That would lower unrest. People wouldn't have to worry on these fucking Taliban fucks. And then, like,
2023, ladies and gentlemen.
It could solve a few problems. Like, they preserve for a very long time in cans. You could just drop them from planes. You don't even have to put you don't even have to put boots on the ground.
That's true. We could utilize existing military tech and have bean bombs delivered by bean drones.
Well, I don't know if you want to call bombs, but you're trying to remove unrest. I don't know if you want to bomb them with beans. You parachute them in, you know?
What do you mean? You have the
crates
people,
of
they're
beans
using
in
the...
with a parachute.
You have the thermal cameras on the jets in the sky, and you find targets on the ground, and you launch cans of beans at them
but
from high atmosphere.
We're not American. That's what the Americans do.
That's what the Americans should do.
They do without beans.
Mm-hmm. You're suggesting just dropping them.
I'm suggesting feeding
not
the people.
Not on people.
Yeah. Let's just feed the people. Beans can have a huge part to play in 23.
Of course, this is all resting on the thesis that terrorism is caused by hunger.
Well, no. It's no. There's a part to play.
Oh, hunger is a part to play. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So we satiate the hunger and the terrorists will be well fed.
As well as the people. Yeah.
As well as the people who aren't terrorists.
Yeah.
Get everybody fed.
Get everyone in the Middle East fed. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that. I'm on board with that. It sounds very Star Trek, very take care of everybody.
I don't know. Star Trek. Why is it Star Trek?
Well, you know, in Star Trek, they live in like an egalitarian society where everybody is taken care of. Everybody's needs are taken care of. You can just go out to any replicator and say beans, and replicator will make beans. So in a way, Star Trek is exactly what you've described. It's accessible beans for everybody.
I mean, except the fact that we're paying for the beans.
What about other political
issues?
Should
we start a Kickstarter?
Kickstarter for what?
For feed the world with beans. Feed the Middle East with beans.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down. We're going to look into Kickstarter terms of service. We might set up a Feed the Middle East with Beans.
How much would it be to send a crate of beans over? Like, the beans are cheap.
Yeah.
But
I mean, we're going to figure out the price that it takes to send a crate of beans to the Middle East. And we're going to make a Kickstarter campaign with a moderate markup to do that.
Feed the people of the Middle East.
Yeah, stop terrorism. Give them beans.
I'm just saying it would be a more significant solution than what is happening now. The UN is dropping peanut packs for like children right now, and that's great. But like, what about the rest of the people? What about the mothers?
What about the mothers who are all allergic to peanuts, apparently?
Well, what about... I'm not talking about that, but they don't have enough. They don't have even enough for, like, the babies right now.
Beans for babies. Beans for babies worldwide.
What if we can make, like, a kid's toy? Beans for babies. Like, is there...
Beanie babies. That exists. Nice try. Fuck.
<It's true.
laughs> his eyes lit up. A light bulb appeared above his head.
God damn it. Just get my vape out then and suck on my douche flute and it's quiet.
Douche flute. I've never heard a vape called a douche flute before.
You never heard that?
No, I've never heard that.
Sucking on my Nick dick.
I've heard Nick Dick. I haven't heard douche flute. I like it.
Douche flute, yeah. It's really...
Slightly gay.
Yeah, it is slightly gay. But that's, like, if you go from Nick Dick to douche flute, like, just an evolution from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I call my vape a wet cock. Because I don't want to be taken for gay.
Yeah. Well, the episode 3 so far.
All right, listener questions. We have no listeners, we have no questions.
Look at Georgia, though. She's cute.
Yeah, she's licking my hand like it's covered in peanut butter, which it is not. She's really going for it, though.
Yeah.
Thank you, Georgia.
I don't know. What else? What other ways than, like... How can beans play a part in 23?
How can beans contribute to reversing society. The polarization of the political kind of space in the Western world? Because we're seeing a lot of hard right and hard left, and people who are left pushing people into the right, and people who are in the right pushing people into the left.
I have an idea.
Hit me.
You know how we have the Calgary Stampede breakfasts? So
yeah, in Calgary Stampede, we have this like fair every year, and we have free pancake breakfasts all over the city. Go on.
So it's like a nice thing that businesses or like institutions will do, and like you just show up and you get free sausages and pancakes and sometimes fruit and stuff, and it's just nice. Everyone enjoys it. like, can we do the same thing with like beans somehow, like a nice meal where we can bring people together and just bring a little bit more kindness, you know, like before the Senate comes in, they all just eat beans together or something like that. You're looking at me like I'm fucking insane. But how am I supposed to pull beans into this and fix this? I gave you a goddamn idea.
Your idea was get together and eat beans.
What else are you supposed to do with beans? Well, like what? Like throw, give them to each other so they could throw it at each other in Senate when they're upset? And then start a food fight, and food fights are always fun.
See, there's a better idea.
Well, okay,
that,
well,
that is a better idea, because at the end of a food fight, everybody's covered in beans and we all look the same.
Get rid of racism.
You know, if I dump a gallon of anal beans on my face and body, I no longer look like a capitalist.
Or
if
a socialist.
If I dump a bunch of beans all over my body, I no longer look like a communist.
You're not a liberal or conservative, Republican or Democrat. You're just a guy covered in beans.
That is a statement. That is an image, and that's profound. Wasn't hey, there... Georgia.
Wasn't there a guy, correct me on the details of this, but like there was a guy, I think it was in Nepal. He was like a monk, and he covered himself in gasoline and set himself on fire as a protest.
Covered himself in napalm?
No. Oh, my God. Oh, Georgia. Oh, God.
So
it's kind of like the same principle.
Cover yourself in beans and then light yourself on fire?
Well, I don't know about the fire part, because you'd be pretty wet.
So just take lotus position outside of like your nearest political establishment and cover yourself in beans.
How great would that be, though?
And like, the statement speaks for itself. Much like the monk setting himself on fire requires no message.
What if you could prank the UN and just drop beans from the ceiling? Like just a huge amount, just a layer, the whole thing, carpet bomb them with beans. Like that would be hilarious. They would just all be so upset.
It's true. They'd be upset together. They'd be... The thing is...
Bring them together
when you give
against
people...
one person.
But we don't want them to be together against beans.
It's all about beans.
I was really looking for a positive tilt. Like, we don't want the world to come together in harmony, but then
hate
be
beans.
Bigoted towards beans and bean people and...
I don't know. Can you really...
Beaniosexuals.
Can you really be upset with beans for that long? Actually, I don't know. America's pretty mad.
America's mad?
Well, the world's mad, but America's mad. America's mad at everything.
The UN, though, that's big government. You'd essentially be... that. Like, everyone in the left wing would hate that, and everyone in the right wing would love it. You'd have to simultaneously drop beans on the UN and on the Rust Belt.
Yeah.
Like the entirety of the Rust Belt. You'd have to bean to make up for the impact that
that's
beaning the UN would take.
That's a lot of beans.
Yeah.
It's a lot of beans.
Is there any way we could use anal beans to improve the political spectrum and ideology?
Only if you buy them off analbeans.com.
Analbeans.com. Only for a limited time.
Coming out with a Christmas edition with holly in it.
Oh, isn't holly really prickly or something?
Yeah.
Holly shit. Oh.
Yeah. For those who like pain. I don't know. I've came up with several ideas. I'd like to hear one of yours.
All right. Hey. Fuck. Take a can of beans, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And just start spooning them inside of a vagina. Just start pushing them in there.
Yeah. And then what? What happens when, like, essentially it's full? There's only so many...
But if you did that at an art exhibit, it would rock the world.
Would you have to, like, put the lady on display?
Yes.
And she would probably have to be, like, either upside down, propped upside down in some kind of chair, or, like...
so the beans don't fall out?
Yeah. Or you would have,
I told you we thought about this! I told you!
We'd have to hang it off her off the ceiling? I don't know if a human can actually last that long hanging upside down. I think it's, like, 6 minutes is the most.
We'll get, like, a Cirque du Soleil person. We'll put, like, some pressure clothes on them to keep them from passing out, like what fighter jets wear.
Okay. What about...
So a woman upside down in fighter jet clothes hanging off the ceiling like Cirque du Soleil with a beer bong propelling beans inside of her.
Yeah, or you could just have her like in one of those pregnancy chair things with her legs up and just let it spew out and just put that on display too.
Let it spew out. Well, like a fire hydrant.
I don't want to interrupt the beancast here, but it looks like Georgia has to go out.
No, she's good. We took my... I almost vomited there. We took my dog out for a walk, not 1.5 hours. She does not have to go out. She's good for a while. Okay. She's just whining for attention, and you got to be strong.
Yeah, neglect that dog.
I don't neglect my dog. I'm selfish, and sometimes I wait too long to take her out to pee or to go for a walk.
Nah, I'm just joking. Tom's a great dog dad. That dog is spoiled. She really is.
I don't abuse animals.
How many beans have you shoved in?
Are you seriously asking me how many beans I've shoved in my dog?
No, in your dog.
Oh.
In animals.
In animals. Well, I can get back to you on that.
Yeah,
please. Dead or alive?
Please. Well, both.
Cumulative.
Can you send me a spreadsheet? Like of tally marks? Like how many deer?
Do you want by weight or by volume?
How many cans used?
Cans, of course, cans.
Well,
it's the only real metric for any.
You could do weight. We could just divide it out to cans.
All right, you can look forward to the next podcast where we'll figure out how many beans I've inserted into animals. Have I ever actually inserted beans into animals?
I honestly hope not.
I've made like stuffed chicken breasts and stuff, but I don't think I've ever put beans in them. It's a missed opportunity, but...
Could you do
that? Nobody cuts into a chicken breast or a steak and goes, ooh, beans!
Maybe like in the middle of a turducken.
Isn't a turducken even fancier?
Turducken
is
like...
Or is that a hick thing?
No, turducken is like a real meal.
Yeah, but then it's like that's a fancy thing.
I don't think it's fancy.
How about chicken cordon beans? Just stuff the chicken with beans instead of cheese and ham. Because the cheese and ham is, let's face it, dumb as fuck.
Someone would like it.
Chicken cordon bleu is like KFC's double down of some marketing R-words.
It's French.
Yeah, but it's like, let's make a ham sandwich, but instead of the bread, it's fried chicken. Like, that is a KFC move. That is disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, if it was French and they had good ham and they had good cheese, not like the shit we have here, and it wasn't, like, processed fucking chicken chunks that just... encased it.
I'm just
and it
saying
was like actually chicken breasts have wrapped around.
The way they came to that idea was definitely some stoner chefs were high off their ass and they said, what if we use chicken instead of bread?
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
We're gonna rock the world.
Yeah.
Would have rocked the world if they put beans inside it. Fucking squish it out.
Would have
squirt all over the place.
I would have done something. Maybe we should do that. You know, that's great for a potluck. Get that with beans inside and just surprise the shit out of people.
Yeah, it would surprise the shit out of them. if you put shit inside of the chicken.
Wow. Fucking saw that coming.
We're fucking running pretty dry now. The creative energy that was may currently not be.
We're not creative. We're not that creative.
Anal beans?
Slightly creative. Would anyone... I don't know.
We would just fucking kill for listener questions. We would kill for them. I would kill a homeless person in the street at night.
He would not.
To get listener questions.
He is... He's.
I would do it with a knife.
No, he wouldn't.
I know where I would do it, how I would do it.
If you post this on the internet, you're gonna...
And how I would leave the scene.
No.
In order to get...
You can't see
listener
that.
Questions for our bean podcast.
You can't see that.
Matt, it's a figure of speech.
I know the figure of speech.
The only reason there would be a threat of me hurting someone is if I actually believed that if somehow when I killed a homeless person, it would create listener questions.
People are cautious nowadays.
That's a figure of speech.
I know.
I'm going to kill someone.
Wow.
All right. Time for the next segment of our podcast.
He's stuttering like I am. All right. What's the next section?
It's called Bean Sports. We've already gone over the sport of Mean Bean on a previous episode. Have we?
I don't want to get into it if we have.
Okay, we may have talked about Mean Bean. We may not have. If we haven't, well, it's a game where you...
No, let's not even... You Mean Bean is a private game.
All right.
Okay, it's a game where
you throw... Looks like there are boundaries. It's a game where you throw jelly beans in each other's butts. Moving on.
Okay, what other sports involve beans or could involve beans?
What if it's just basketball, except instead of the hoop, you have a big bucket of beans, so when you slam dunk, you get showered in beans.
What if they filled the ball with beans, so it's just kind of bouncy, but not, like, it's just like, every time it hits the bottom.
And you use, like, a slightly porous material, so it leaves a trail of bean juice everywhere it goes.
Your hand would get covered. Oh, God.
Oh, if we were the richest people in the NBA, we could make that happen. Could you imagine the looks on the millionaire athletes' faces as they're throwing around a bunch of spraying bean bags at each other?
It's a good thing we're not rich.
I disagree. We could be feeding the world with beans and revolutionizing the sport of basketball.
What about, like, baseball? But instead of the ball, we just have, like... A slight, like, not a can of beans, but like a can of
anal beans.
As much as I'd like that for, you know, the sponsorship, but I think just like a ball that would explode when it gets shot, like when it gets hit with the bat, beans everywhere. And you could just, like, you could just cut out the three bases, of the people. Oh, you have the pitcher and the batter, and then you have like a whiteboard in the back, and you have to make, like, it's almost like you get scored on how big of a spread there is from the beans after.
Ooh, I like that. What I pictured when you said exploding ball is an actual ball with an actual explosive inside it. So, like, the pitcher pitches the ball, and the batter hits it, and like a grenade, like concussive blast, instantly kills the batter and the umpire.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with beans. You have to have beans in there.
And then everybody yells beans.
They just throw beans down from the stands.
Yeah.
What about, like, you know how, like, they make, like, the catapults for pumpkins?
Trebuchets?
Well,
or catapults, okay.
Yeah, they do trebuchets too. Can we do one of just like a whole bowl of beans? I don't know what the point would be for this, but
this sounds like another Kickstarter.
I don't know.
That sounds like Air Farce's chicken cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put beans in those a lot of the time.
I guess like you could just achieve the same thing of like a potato cannon with beans.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just open one side of the can and just put it in there and shoot it off.
Shit. Let's make a potato cannon.
That shoots and beans? Let's
yeah, that shoots like large quantities of beans at dangerous velocities. And then shoot large posters of different Canadian politicians on both sides of the aisle. It'll all be right. Like the Air Force chicken cannon, except we'll be saying F you to both sides because they're both corrupt and they're all going to get beaned and everybody will get behind it, just like they were behind it on Air Force.
The libertarians would love that.
The libertarians love anything to do with beans. They have fucking hundreds of cans of them in their basement because they think there's going to be a nuclear war.
Yeah. I think you're generalizing just a little bit, but yeah.
They can't read. Libertarians can't read.
Yeah? Is that where you're going to put on the internet? Oh. Okay. I like this. You could do it kind of like a musket style, you know, like just a small piece of fabric or paper in there to separate it and either gunpowder or just like, again, like
aerosol. Yeah.
And just, I think you would need something more than aerosol. I don't know. Actually, a potato's pretty heavy to shoot and it does shoot it quite far. Aerosol's.
We could also set up an air compressor to like a valve that, like a fast acting valve that would let the air out super fast.
We could.
I'm more excited about this idea than Matt, definitely. Because I've been longing for the days when there was good political satire that was not aligned with a particular political party or ideology.
Yeah.
And I'm way horny for this.
Yeah. We could do it.
Yeah. Just anal beans in the face of every aspiring political.
I guess we're going to have to let you guys know on future episodes and we'll post it on the website and I'll have a little bit on analbeans.com.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with that, we are getting to the end of our podcast here. We could. We're at 37 minutes.
Oh, wow. That went quick.
It beamed by.
Wow. Ouch. That's how we're going to end it off. We should just get a can of beans and just get the ASMR version. That should be an episode.
ASMR beans.
ASMR beans.
Yeah. We'll set up. I'm going to get a tripod so I can mount my phone on it and we can start taking footage and we'll do an ASMR bean episode.
You could just get like a spoon and stick it around in the can ASMR, and then you could also fry it ASMR, and like you can do a lot. I can't believe we can actually talk about this seriously now. This is how far we've come.
I mean, this is culture. Really an indictment of the internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
That someone stirring beans in a pot would be sincerely enjoyed and ironically enjoyed by a significant amount. One second.
Wow. Did you actually do that? Wow. I hope that comes through.
Excuse me. I ate some beans earlier.
Wow.
Oh, fucking stinks.
I've just realized.
Damn it.
I've just realized something while we're talking. When I'm older, there's no way I can ever go into politics anymore after this podcast.
Really, it's this podcast that did it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, just these conversations.
I think so.
Were you planning on going into politics? You can be anonymous. We haven't posted the shows up yet.
We have put our names.
Now, there's Matt and Tom. That's all we know. But you don't have your last name in there. My name is Thomas Otzig.
You probably shouldn't put that in there because you talked about trying to kill a homeless man for listeners. Yeah,
we're dog eat dog out here in the podcast world. We're going up against movie stars starting their own podcast.
Yeah, we're trying
and
to
we're a couple
beat Rogan.
Fucking losers here. Come on.
We're trying to beat Joe Rogan.
Give us a break.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Probably isn't going to be a politician anyways. Definitely not now.
Would you really be a politician? Do you think that at a point in your life you'd have political aspirations?
Yeah.
Really? Tell me about it.
Wow. They're like, after a certain point in, let's say, someone's career, mostly after they've done something somewhat significant, you can get some recognition for that, and you can use that as a, let's say, soapbox to talk about other issues.
Yeah.
And I don't know, politics are interesting. It's like, I've always loved politics. I've always wanted to, like, I listen to it. I like, all my favorite podcasts are, except for this one, are about politics.
Yeah, you sound like a richly educated man.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, me of my diploma.
All right. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll be editing all of the mats out of these episodes before we post them.
I might have to run for the Libertarian Party after this.
Actually, yeah, that's the thing about the Libertarian Party is you're trying to gain political support from a bunch of people who don't support politics. It's like they're fucked from the get-go. They're like, all my constituents don't care.
Yeah.
Vote for me if you don't care.
I did vote for the Libertarian Party last time.
I believe you. It was rough pickings.
Yeah, there's nothing good.
It was rough pickings.
There's
here
nothing
in Canada.
Good. None of them care about beans.
Or people.
Or people.
I don't know. I didn't realize that you were basing your vote on something to do with beans. It hadn't even crossed my mind, honestly.
Of course. We are the founders of the Bean Cast. Like, it's very important to us.
Beans are very important to me, yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
Who's a good doggy? Yeah, you're a good doggy. Who's gonna get beans later?
Are beans safer dogs? I assume they would be.
I don't know. I've only ever given Georgia a couple green beans. I've never given her anything else, and they were well cooked.
Hmm.
I should look that up.
I don't know. It's just weird things that dogs can't have, like onions and shit.
Onions and garlic and stuff.
Yeah. Maybe that should be part of the podcast. Like, I mean, there's a lot of dog owners out there that would probably want to know.
I mean, civet cats eat coffee beans. And they shit them out, and then people make coffee with them.
Do they actually?
Yeah, it's civet. Yeah, there's this coffee. Something coffee. These civet jungle cat things that are kind of like monkey cats. They eat coffee cherries, and then their body digests the outside berry part, and they shit out the coffee beans. And then people collect them in the jungle and serve them as coffee. But of course, there are a whole bunch of farms where people have civet cats in shitty conditions and force feed them coffee cherries all day, and they shit all the time, and they're so unhealthy. So that's what you're getting most of the time you drink Kopi Luwak coffee, is you're supporting slavery of civet cats under poor conditions.
Huh.
So it's best to just avoid that coffee always.
That is our bean fact of the day.
Bean fact of my dick. Sorry. I have been listening to too much Calm Down.
You have been listening to way too much.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right. It's good to draw inspiration from other podcasts, you know? I did not know that about the cats.
Yeah. Yeah. Legit. That sounds... Would you drink cat shit coffee?
No.
Like, I absolutely would if it weren't for the fact that it mostly probably comes from animal abuse scenarios, right?
What? Why? Why can't we just grow beans and just dry the berries and just like I don't get why the cats have to be a part of this process to me, like,
because of the effect that their digestive enzymes have on the coffee beans in their gut.
Oh. can't we sense, like, can't we just make that? Can't we just have a process that does that so we don't have to have cats force feeding cats? Fairies, like, I mean, I just don't get the whole process. Like, do they use one type of cats? I mean, that's a good idea.
Like, we could look up the types of acids and concentrations of acids and enzymes in civet cat gut and try to recreate that and have a cruelty-free Kopi Luwak coffee, and that would sell to coffee nerds.
Yeah, I just don't understand why you can't do that. Like, why is no one done that at all? I want cats to fucking eat this and shit it, and I want to put it in my body.
I mean, yeah, that's what people do. It's like, listen, you're marketing anal beans. Don't get weird about fucking shitting beans on me here.
I'm letting them do whatever they want with the beans. No one's eating them after unless, well, maybe. But that's their own
problem
and issue. That's their own consent, and they gotta figure that out themselves. That's
their own gut biome.
I guess I don't know. I guess it's just not. I've never heard of that. I don't know why people would want.
Now, cruelty-free Kopi Luwak's like a fire idea. If you could find a way to emulate the flavor profiles of Kopi Luwak coffee, you'd make a pretty penny.
Well, maybe those bean casts will make us money after all.
Not what it's and about. That was the best joke of the whole episode. The greatest joke that we're gonna make money.
Analbeans.com.
Come to analbeans.com. We haven't checked if this URL is available yet.
I'm sure it is.
I'm honestly not so optimistic.
It's available.
All right.
I don't know. Let's just get in a weird, like, dot beans.
Check if it's available.
Oh, it's available. We'll look. Bum, bum, bum. Well, just put a hyphen or underscore in there.
I guess that could work, but it's not as sexy as analbeans.com.
Analbeans.com. Go, Google. It is taken.
Now, is someone just parked there, or does it have an actual, like, company? Or is it just like a squatter?
Let's see. It is registered. Who is namescheap.com? They have a phone number. Oh, no. Never mind. They have a register street. I think it's... I don't know. It looks like it's in Norway. Like, someone owns it from Norway or something. Like, some of these words, they look...
Norse
or something. I don't know. I don't know what you...
They look like they're Norse.
It doesn't really give me a whole lot of good information. There's a lot of withheld for privacy.com shit.
Okie dokie.
So.
Well, on that optimistic note, where are we? We're at 48 minutes and 40 seconds now.
And that was the Beancast.
That's the Beancast. We will post these episodes at some point, and we will put a place for you to send in your questions and inquiries. We promise. Maybe we'll edit that in at the end of this, but...
I'm going to go to analbeans.com.
At least, if nothing else, I am now 48 minutes closer to death. Sweet release of death.
You are. It literally timed out. Analbeans.com is timing out.
Okay.
I'm sure you can buy it. What about just anal bean? This is not
all right, everybody. This is maybe the worst podcast content created. I love you all. What are you saying to sign out?
Buy anal beans, analbean.com, not beans. No more plural. It's sold out.
That's the words of a future politician.
And enjoy your night. Look forward to episode 4.